Infowars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And our guest, Dr. Diane Kaiser. We're taking your calls. Ask the doctor. And we got some interesting ones here. Let's start with one that I know is going to be right up your alley. And Diane was even texting me, making sure during the full moon I was doing my parasite cleanse. I don't want to talk about it. But Jim in Texas does. So let's go to Jim in Texas. Go ahead, Jim.
Thanks for taking my call. 63-year-old, no meds, no health issues. Ordered the full moon cleanse after your last show. Came in, used it during the full moon early August. Kind of freaked me out. This is uncomfortable, but the first few days really like loose black stools, black. And my wife's a nurse; she says that means blood. But about day five, it was pretty much space aliens in my toilet. It kind of freaked me out. My question is, do I have not been continuing with the daily regimen that's on the back of the packaging? The only thing I take is, a handful of Infowars supplements every day. So, just need feedback. Is that normal?
Yes, actually, let me talk about this for a minute. So Jim, thank you for calling in and thank you for doing the weird things that we all need to do, because better out than in is what I say. If you guys can cue up a couple of slides, I've got starting slide 9. They did find in Bobby Kennedy's brain, they found a dead worm. And so the reason why this is so important to do what Jim's doing, we've got a full moon coming up again, Jim. So I highly recommend you continue and I'll customize this answer for you. But during the full moon is when the parasites are the most active. That's when the people are the weirdest. We've got lunar ticks running around. There's more car accidents. There's more hospitalizations. There's more people who call in sick other than the Super Bowl, which is when parasites are actually really happy because they get to eat a lot of sugar. But during the full moon is when you did it, which is great. You're getting a lot of these low-hanging fruit out of your colon. So a lot of men these days, one of the 1 in 3 statistic of men who are likely to get cancer, actually it's 1 in 2 men because of the colon, because a lot of these toxins that end up harboring in the colon. Yeah, thanks you guys showing the slides. Show that next image too. And I want to ask Jim a question. Slide number 10 and then 11 is going to show something where inside of these parasites is all of the waste inside of your body that has not been able to leave. So it could be really old, dried up blood. When you kill these parasites, you're killing them as well, which they do suck your blood. I mean, think about a vampire. That is what these parasites do. They suck the life force out of you, which is why you feel like you've lost your life force. So inside of these bugs is mold, xenoestrogens, metals, candida, bacteria, Lyme. And a lot of these things, when you kill the parasites, you're also seeing the remnants of what they've been doing the cleanup crew inside of your body in. And a lot of people have a lot of viral replications that happen during a parasitic overgrowth. When you start to get rid of parasites, you're also not going to have as many viruses, because people don't realize that a lot of HPV or HIV or Epstein-Barr, or people say herpes, they often get herpes. You're not a cyclovir deficient. You probably have some sort of parasite, like maybe in the brain. And I'm not saying this is you, Jim, but I'm saying that right now you did one parasite cleanse. Well done. And keep going, my friend. If any of you guys are curious what he's talking about, you can go to DianeKaiser.com/free parasite cleanse and just get started. Or you'll find on my website how to get the full moon parasite cleanse as well.
I can tell from experience, and I spoke to other people. I can't say I've tried every parasite cleanse, certainly not an enema. But from the parasite cleanses that you can take orally, I think I've done three different ones now. Yours was by far I noticed the most. Other people reported the same thing. Jim, I appreciate your call. Keep at it. I know it can, be a little, we'll just say disgusting at times, but it's healthy for you. It's a good thing. And I appreciate you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and buying our products as well.
Sure, love y'all.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. Okay. Let's go to Serenity in New York. Serenity, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I don't know if you can hear me. Okay, hi. Okay, so you were talking about the pesticides on foods and eating natural, talking about nuts and things like that, vegetables. But, did you ever think about the fact that even farmers who don't use pesticides, they try to use something that's more natural to get rid of the pests, that's fine, well and good. But there's a possibility that, the cloud seeding that's dropping from the planes or the chemtrails, whatever you want to call them, and they're loaded with what they're dropping on the food is loaded with plastics and all types of metals, is dropping on the food on these supposedly farms where they're growing natural products. So they're not aware, the farmers are not aware, and then they're selling it to you, you're ingesting it, and you're getting sick just the same.
Yep, I agree with you, Serenity. Yep, go ahead.
So, I don't, what are you supposed to eat and drink? Like, everything is affected by the environment, and we do not have a clean environment. That's the bottom line. We don't have a clean environment.
Amen, sister. So, first of all, I love your name, and I feel like the more that we eat real food, the more that we will have serenity within us, and the more we come together to actually share the truths that you just discussed. So I did and actually there's been some really great awareness lately. You guys got to watch The Dimming. The Dimming is a documentary, and if you find me on BitChute, it's free. And you just type in BitChute Diane Kayser, you'll find The Dimming on there. You just type in The Dimming. Dane Wigington is amazing. He's been blowing the whistle on geoengineering and chemtrails and all the crap that's in there. There's the same things I just showed, that they just showed the slides of, fungus and mold and these heavy metals, aluminum, barium, strontium, these things that also are in the pesticides and the herbicides that we're trying to avoid. So my point is this, you guys, I agree, and it pisses me off as well that we are even trying to eat organic and it's still being sprayed with junk. So two solutions for you there. Number one, everybody every day, and I mean everybody, we need to be taking some kind of binder. What is a binder? It is something like a fulvic acid, a humic acid, which is very powerful and can bind to graphene oxide. It's been one of the most powerful, potent things that can bind to graphene oxide that is also in the chemtrails. It was also in the injectables, in all injectables at this point, dental anesthetics, in all injectables coming from Western pharma. And so we need to have some binders because no matter what we do, we are all surrounded by so many toxins at all levels. So I actually have something, it's dianekayser.com/binders. You could learn all about what is a binder? How do I take it? It's easy. It's in supplement form. Jim was on one of them in the Full Moon Parasite Cleanse that you guys can do with us. And it binds to these toxins because we are breathing them in. We're drinking them. Even if you are getting the healthiest organic food, yes, I agree. They are also grown in water that is underground, and we can't regulate everything. I tell you guys, drink distilled water. That is the only type of water that gets rid of every toxin, that gets rid of every radioactive element. And I'm seeing those in everybody that we test. So drink distilled water, eat your minerals and food, get your minerals and fulvic and humic acids, which is also binders that gets rid of and binds to very strongly a lot of these toxic pesticides, herbicides, environmental toxins, and radioactive elements. Totally agree with you, sister. You guys, every day, all of us, we have to be on a supplement binder, take two pills twice a day. And the reason for that is just like you wouldn't drink water from a hose like we used to when we were kids because it's full of waste. And if you want to know how disgusting your water is, go to ewg.org/tapwater, type in your zip code, and look at all the water that you're bathing in, even if you are filtering your water. So I totally agree.
Well, that's exactly right. And I know we don't sell the filtered water shower heads anymore. I have them in my house. I do believe we still have water filters in stock. If you're not filtering your water, folks. Yeah, I mean, if you're not filtering your water, folks, that's like a no-brainer. You got to filter your water at the very least. And we just have the best water filters. And we just have the best. Yeah, we just have the best water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. I believe we do still have some in stock. You got to be filtering your water. And Serenity, I thank you for the call. And I'll have you know, this kind of goes in when, because we already talked about this too. We're going to have a lot more in-depth answers to that question next month with Dr. Kayser, because we already kind of talked about answering some of those questions for, yeah, people that even live healthy lifestyles, eat organic food, and then you might be surprised some of these things that are still in your system. And it's like, well, what do you do? How do you get rid of them? So we're going to do a real deep dive into that. I think it'll be very important for us to do the deep dive into that next time you're on with us. So kind of a deep tease of that coming up next month. All right, let's take another call here. Let's go to, let's see here. A lot of these calls are actually on that topic, funny enough. So I kind of want to save those for next week. Let's see here. Let's go to, how about Scott in Pennsylvania with an interesting question? Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Kayser, my question. Before I ask you the question, I just want to thank you. Did I overhear you say that the you are offering a free parasite cleanse?
Yeah, go to DianeKayser.com/freeparasitecleanse.com. It's, and my last name is it's right up there. It's DianeKazer. Kayser is a hospital, but I'm not affiliated. But DianeKayser.com/freeparasitecleanse is a great place.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm deeply sorry.
Everybody does it.
I'm in the process of transferring to a new job, and I've been really really sick lately because I was living in South Carolina for a few years, at the beginning of the pandemic, and I started drinking a lot of alcohol on the road. Like I was walking over, I want to say at least 12 miles a day, back and forth to work, and I was drinking large amounts of vodka, but I was also taking a bunch of supplements. I was spending, I had everything. I remember when DNA Force Plus was 60-70% off. And I bought a ton of it, and what happened was I bought when you guys were selling Myco ZX at the time. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I can't. I'm cutting out a little bit, Scott. I'm not sure if you have a question, but you're cutting out a little bit.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I wasn't doing really well, and I kind of fell off a little bit. And I'm just trying to get back into that rhythm again. But my question was, how are we going to campaign to bring these cleanses into the doctor's office? Is it going to be a whole change, or how are we going to do that?
A great question. Are you talking about the Kaisers of the world, the hospitals, the MDs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I think I heard you refer maybe antibiotics or something earlier, but I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you understand the question, Diane, and yes, I'll let you answer, but I'll kind of put it out there so the audience maybe better understands, because Scott was kind of breaking up. It's basically, how do we replace a corrupted medical system, a corrupted hospital system, a corrupted pharmaceutical industry with the stuff that we're talking about, the stuff that's actually going to work?
It's a great question. And my answer is this. Where do you want to use your energy? To work with people who already have solutions, or work with people who have been so indoctrinated for 100+ years to sell you pollutions. We just, at this point, we have a migration of MDs who are understanding that they are working for the beast. They're working for a corrupt institution that, if you look at the caduceus, it looks like two parasites coiling together. They're serpents. They're looshing our energy. They have literally, they have venom in their teeth, and they're poking us with these injections. And the answer to everything is to take a vaccine. And even now at this point, people are going in for B12 injections, and they put the same crap in those things as well. And people are thinking it's health and a needle, but it's really not. So here's my answer to that. I already have. There's many doctors like myself. We have been doing this for 15, 20, 30, hundreds of years that have been the old school medicine. So when I say I'm a doctor of traditional naturopathy, it's because that was the mainstream medicine model when in the 1930s, before Flexner Report was written and kicked us out and started killing us and murdering doctors like myself. I don't care, I'll die on this hill, right? So work with a doctor who truly understands this, or work with the team. You guys can get free cleanses on my website. In fact, I'm gonna tell you something about your alcohol thing too in a minute and help you make some sense of that. But if you guys just go get the free parasite cleanse, you can see in there that there's a lot of truth that will feel right to you. When truth courses through your body, you can feel it. You feel alive. When you go into work with MDs, a lot of them are just, they're trained to prescribe poisons, period. They get less than 5 hours of nutrition course training in all of their 8 years of medicine school. I have MDs who are coming to me for training. I have an institute where we coach coaches and certify them to do the work that I'm teaching here with you guys. With parasites, the biggest thing is, and I want you guys, if you go to dianekaser.com/free-parasite-cleanse, there's something in there for you, Scott. There, and for all of you, if you feel powerless to your cravings of sugar or alcohol, or feel like Adderall or certain things, foods, recreational drugs, prescription medications, they make you feel alive. They make you feel normal. Well, the reason why we're craving these things is because you have nutrient deficiencies, you have amino acid deficiencies, you have neurotransmitter deficiencies. In that free parasite cleanse, you guys can actually take a little survey, and you can see the higher you score on certain nutrient deficiencies, the more likely that the reason why you're craving things like alcohol is because you're serotonin deficient, you're GABA deficient. So you could actually replace those things that you're craving, the unhealthy things, with healthier versions. So I'm telling you right now that there's solutions like this everywhere. They're just not mainstream. And that's what we're here to do today. That's what we do in the Qi ministry. That's what InfoWars is doing. That's why Owen keeps bringing me on, because we're making America healthy again. And it's not to change the minds of the psychopaths that have been in charge for a long time.
Scott, I appreciate the call. Let's try to roll through a couple more with the time we have remaining here. Let's go to Andrew in New York. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Being after Jim Emmerker taking cucks. Yeah, Boris had a big recall because illegal immigrants and a lot of insects in the food. But yeah, like you're saying, it's a big system of making people unhealthy. Like, there's nanotech in the food. There's nanotech in the air, nanotech in the water. But yeah, there's ways to deal with it. Like, the ivermectin was good during the COVID bioweapon. Hydroxychloroquine, all that stuff. I heard they might have even been doing the opposite of the bad, chemtrailing. They were spraying, hydroxychloroquine during the pandemic to get rid of some of the nanotech.
So yeah, do you have a question for Dr. Kaiser?
Andrew, are you asking how to get rid of the nanotech?
Yeah, that's a good place to start. And just how do we just completely overhaul the system into one that's actually not genetically engineering us, but actually a natural system where we're actual natural humans again?
I love it. Andrew, thank you for that question. So there's a couple of people that I have done some work with, Dr. Anna Mihalcha, Dr. David Nixon, La Quinta Columna. These are the groups and individuals who are actually looking into the microscope and what you're talking about, the nanotech. It's literally raining nanotech. Dane Wigington's been finding it in his samples of the chemtrails. There's nanotech everywhere. And we're not saying this to scare you. We're saying it to aware you that this is, again, one of those situations that we have. Everybody listening, please hear me out on this. You need to take some kind of a binder every single day, because we can't just stop, you know, making them spray chemtrails every day. I woke up this morning and they were everywhere. And it looked like tic-tac-toes, north, south, east, west.
Hey, so quickly, to interject something, and this is kind of a personal thing. When drinking the binder, is it okay to mix it with like a juice or like a black seed oil or a coconut water?
Yeah, I would take binders about 15, 20 minutes away from other nutrients. I put mine in orange juice.
So is the answer no? Just drink it with water. Don't mix it with anything else?
You could do orange juice. You could do it with water. Sure. Either one. Or you could take it in capsule form and swallow it. And those are the things that we recommend. There's capsule form, there's powder form. And in fact, Owen, one thing we'll talk about next time, and Andrew, to give to your point here, I've been teaching people. We have a mastermind group and we meet every week for two hours. And this last week, we got on and I taught people how to make their own eye drops, how to make your own nasal sprays. You know what they contain? It contains a lot of these binders. It contains parasite killers and it contains tobacco. Because tobacco is the number one thing that they've been finding that is breaking down the structures of these nanogels or nano.
I need to be smoking cigars?
Let's go.
Are you serious? What about my poor lungs?
I know. Hold on. So I'm not saying you should go smoke something that has like 7,000 other chemicals.
No, not a cigarette. Those are disgusting. I mean, I don't know. So maybe like an American Spirit. They put chemicals all over this crap now. But just a pure cigar, just tobacco leaves?
No, here's what I'm going to tell you guys. I am part Native American as well. And so I like to bring the heritage forward for what natives have done for thousands of years. There's something called hape, and you guys could look it up, H-A-P-E, and it's just tobacco. And if you're like, maybe not just tobacco, there's also things I talked about in my VIP group. You guys can join us if you want. It's dianekaser.com/VIP. It's $1 to join. You could listen to that webinar and then cancel, whatever. I don't care. I just want you guys to have solutions. But we're teaching people that you could actually use tobacco. Do not please use the nicotine patches. So many people are using the nicotine patches and then actually finding that the sticky parts of the nicotine patches have the very hydrogels that people are using to break up the nanogels and the hydrogels and the nanoparticulates, the graphene oxide, et cetera, the self-assembling nanobots. You want to take tobacco in its purest form. And we've been talking about that. So you guys do not need to use all of these other toxic medications, over-the-counter, CVS. That's what we're trying to do here. I am actually a doctor who's saying to you guys, can we give you solutions that first do no harm? And rather than, yes, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, sure, there is studies and research that shows that it's been breaking down COVID or parasites or whatever it is, but it's still medication. And so if we can do it in herbs and things that just straight come from nature without doing harm, we're actually finding that people are getting rid of the very things that they thought they needed to take over the counters for. So nicotine, citric acid, those are two really powerful things. EDTA, humic acid, fulvic acid, the things that we're talking about in my group are the things that you can employ in your day-to-day. So no, don't just go smoke a cigar. I think that nicotine, there's also little things that I recommend that people can put in between their gums and their upper teeth. It also has other things in it like caffeine and CBD.
Zen? Are you talking about Zen?
What?
The crew's going to go crazy if you tell them Zen's healthy for them.
What's Zen?
Wow. Well, it's basically a nicotine pouch you put up in your gums. All the rage.
Oh, is that one of the brands? Yeah, I would actually say that would be another one of those no's because it's going to be laced with all the other toxins.
they're pissed. They're breaking things now. They're breaking equipment. They're raging.
Owen, I'm going to send you something and you guys have a fun after party.
They're threatening to disconnect you.
Not until you guys try what I'm going to send you.
Well, we're going to have to put it off because we're out of time for today. I appreciate everybody that called in. I am sorry to the callers that didn't get in today. Next month, when Dr. Kaser joins us, it's going to be a can't-miss thing. We're going to really take things that we're all dealing with, and we're going to look at it through a microscope, let's say, and then give you the solutions. It's going to be a lot of the callers wanted to call in and talk about, like, heavy metals, the chemtrails, stuff that it's like impossible. It's almost impossible to avoid this stuff, but how you can at least try to remedy it or keep it to the lowest levels possible. Dr. Kaser, thank you so much for your time. Always a great hour with you. We'll be in touch. That does it for this week of the InfoWars War Room. Next week is going to be crazy. You know it. So we'll see you next week. at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you.